Welcome to the Healing HQ podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea. I'm a Hashimoto's warrior, registered dietitian, and lover of all things healing. Each week, we will dive deep and provide you tips, tricks, and everything you will need on your healing journey from myself and my guests in the community. If you're ready to jump headfirst into your healing journey, then this podcast is for you. Get ready to talk all things woo-woo, mindset, nutrition, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. Happy whatever day you're listening to this, but happy Friday to those that are listening to this when the episode comes out. You have no idea how much it means to me that you are here. And for that, guys, in January, like, mark your freaking calendar for January 1st, because we have so much happening for you guys in January. We are doing a month of giveaways, like Monday through Friday, giving away something every single day from my favorite brands, or like just brands that help on a Hashimoto's healing journey, from bone broth to CBD to new membership to my new program coming out in January called the Hashimoto's Method, which is going to be the first ever Hashimoto's membership, where you're going to get steps, tools, tips, tricks on your healing journey, what to do first. It is the method that I do with my one-on-one clients, with a community. There's going to be 2 support calls a month from me so I can coach you. It's just going to be so amazing. So January, guys, look out for a month of giveaways plus the Hashimoto's Method coming out within the first 2 weeks. Wink, wink, cough, cough. I am so flippin' excited. You have absolutely no idea. It is just going to be like so affordable, so helpful, and just have a community behind you the whole way and me there with you. Oh my gosh. All right, I can ramble on about this forever, but let's get into this juicy topic this week. And I'm going to talk about Hashimoto's and low libido. Guys, low sex drive. We've all been there. I've been there. We were on a call with the Hashimoto's healing program last night, and we discussed all about low libido. And I think it's just so important. And that made me want to record a podcast about it, because I know I ain't the only one who had that feeling. And this episode, guys, is not going to be super science-y. I'm not going to provide a lot of the scientific evidence behind it, and I'm going to save that for another episode. This is more like a conversation between us two gal pals, like chilling and just talking about low libido, because I think it's just so important. And I can't be the only one that, like, lost their libido, you know? And I think that there's a lot of different causes, just like with Hashimoto's. I mean, any symptom is caused by who knows what. But there are known ways to increase our libido, and I think it's so important to talk about. So let's dive in, because there are many reasons why our libido could be low, right? Stress, your adrenals are off, your thyroid is off, you have inflammation, maybe your hormones are a little imbalanced, you're not sleeping well, you're on a new medication and that's a side effect, you're on birth control, you know, you may be depressed or anxious, especially this time of year. It's wintery, and also COVID, and you're home maybe with your partner 24/7, which is super stressful. And guys, it's a symptom of Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism. So it's not like this is you're not alone, is basically what I'm trying to say, instead of skipping around the subject. You're not alone. I feel it. I know lots of other women feel it. And there's nothing wrong with it. You're not alone. But it is something that I get. Like, we want to have fun in the bedroom. We want to get laid. I get it. I'm with you. And there's nothing wrong with that either. Like, owning that fact. And Hashimoto's is often linked to a lot of inflammation, guys. And when your body is in a state of inflammation, a lot of our hormones, especially cortisol, stress hormone, is like pumping out super quick, which could lead to a lot of different dysfunctions and imbalances in our body. And cortisol plays a huge role in a lot of our sex hormones, like progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, all that fun, juicy stuff. So when there's too much or too little of these hormones, it obviously disrupts our ability to become aroused and have fun in the bedroom. And that doesn't mean it's impossible. It just may mean you're just not in the mood as frequently as you used to be. Or you really just don't want to be touched by your partner. Been there, done that too. And so what can we do, right? I can ramble on. I'm sure you're like shaking your head and you're like, come on, get to the advice, Chels. So there's lots of things we can do. The first thing that I would do is obviously talk to your partner if you haven't already and just explain a little bit about what's going on and that it's not them, right? Just there's a lot of factors and you're working through it. That would be like number one, right? The next thing would be supporting your adrenals a little bit. So I'm going to talk about like specific things you can do in a moment, especially with different like foods and stuff, but supporting your adrenals, sleeping, making sure that your sleep health is like on point so that you're getting a full night's rest. And it's actually very interesting, guys. A lot of new science, I said I wasn't getting a sciencey, but this isn't very sciencey. A lot of new science is coming out stating that women need a minimum of 20 minutes more 20 minutes more sleep per night than men do to function optimally. So I don't know about you guys, but I mean, I grew up in a house where both my parents were up at like 5 a.m. every day. And no wonder why my mom was always more tired than my dad. And, you know, other things, dysfunction. And, you know, males and females are really different. And guys, ladies, we need sleep. We need at least 20 minutes more sleep than men do. So stop trying to compete with the men in your life by getting up or as early as they do because you don't need to. Okay, you need more sleep than them for our female bodies to function properly. Okay. Obviously reducing stress and anxiety, which is easier said than done. I'm with you, but there are tools you can use. CBD, you can, you know, schedule in self-care, which I'm a huge proponent of, and just really acknowledge and empower yourself to notice when you're stressed. So like for me, I may not necessarily feel stressed, you know, that like constraint in my chest, I'm anxious, I feel like I'm gonna cry. I know I'm stressed when I binge eat and when I bite my nails off and I start picking at my skin. Those are like my three signs to when I'm stressed and I may not notice it. And as soon as I start doing that, I pause. I'm like, all right, let's evaluate. What's going on? What am I stressed about? Think deep. And it usually is something like, I have an event coming up. Am I comfortable going out? Money, my weight, you know, my body, something that someone said to me that I didn't think bothered me, but it did. You know what I mean? Like there could be a bajillion things, but it's important to kind of pause and know that, like, know the symptoms of stress, because it's not always going to come up as a freak out panic attack. So it's super important. You want to make sure that if you're on medication, guys, that you balance it as best as you can. And that could be done with the support of your doctor. We want to reduce inflammation. That's a huge part of our hormones and you know, our libido and feeling confident in our body. And reducing inflammation, my three pillars, guys, mindset, getting your mind and your body connected, nutrition, eating anti-inflammatory foods is key. Finding the foods that work for your body and the ones that doesn't is going to be such a huge game changer in your life. And we're going to talk about that in the Hashimoto's method in January. cough, cough. And then guys, working with a practitioner, working with a dietitian, a doctor, someone who actually like wants to help you, your gyno, you know, whomever, I'm finding that person that can help guide you through it. Now, okay, there are specific foods that are known to help with libido health. They may not be drastic changes, but they're known to help support the hormones that, you know, our libido depends on. So things like dark chocolate, which I have every single day, pineapple, yum, spinach, garlic, ginger, oysters, aphrodisiac, hello, red meat, especially if it's sustainably sourced, grass-fed, all that fun stuff, and maca, M-A-C-A, I think it's spelled, or M-A-C-C-A, which is a root, essentially, and it's known to help balance your hormones. But yeah, guys, like start incorporating these foods. Supplements are not they're a band-aid, essentially. You have to have a good diet and a good mindset and a good lifestyle. And then we supplement. They're not going to fix the issue. but also how you think about yourself and how you talk to yourself. I mean, I wake up every morning, look myself in the eye, and I'm like, I love you, Chels. Look at what you've done. Look at your body. Like, it's so amazing, right? And I used to not say that. I used to look in the mirror and be like, what the F is wrong with you? I hate you. Why are you doing this to me? And that didn't help my libido. You know what I mean? Like, that didn't help my self-confidence. Now I'm like, look at you, girlfriend. And that's just a change of mindset. That's also a non-negotiable for me. I don't want to sit here and feel like, oh, I was just about to cuss, feel like poop about myself, right? I want to sit here and feel good and feel confident. Not every day is like that. I can guarantee you that. But my goal is to feel really good in my life and have no regrets and just understand that everything that's happening is happening for me instead of happening to me. And yeah, I mean, I want to be at peace with my body. So that's key, guys. Also, like, don't be afraid to have fun in the bedroom. Don't be afraid to flirt and have date nights. I mean, especially with COVID, if you're not listening to this in 2020, we're in the middle of COVID right now. Guys, you're home all day and COVID depression is real, even if it's just a little bit. Have a date night, like, build a fort, watch sexy movies, like, get some toys. I don't know. Have fun. Like, who cares? Figure out what you enjoy and what turns you on and do it. But that's communication with your partner, and there's nothing wrong with that. I can honestly say that that's probably the main thing that has helped with my libido, is just saying what I actually enjoy doing in the bedroom. And like, him being on board, or, you know, your significant other being on board and starting to incorporate that. So you look forward to their touch, to them, you know, doing things for you. And then last but not least, I keep adding to my list, is figuring out what your love language is. And I'll put in the show notes a love language test that I take, that I had me and my significant other take. And we realized that my love language of giving is different than the love language that I want and that I crave. So I crave acts of affirmation, I mean, acts of service, like doing things for me and like with me in mind is what I like, but I'm a gift giver. I like feeding you and like cleaning for, like just giving gifts. And, my fiance, his is completely different. He is not an acts of service kind of guy. That is not like high on his totem pole. So like me expecting acts of service from him makes no sense, right? He now knows what my love language is. So he tries harder and it's at like the top of his list now. But before, we were just kind of, I took that as him not loving me, him not finding me attractive, him not wanting me, when we finally discovered, no, like, he loves me, but he loves me in his own way. And it's really, really, really helpful to know that about your partner. And so that way you could stop expecting spoons from someone who can only give you forks. And that was a huge, huge, huge turning point in our journey and my libido health, because I realized what I wanted and what he wanted. And we started incorporating that. And heck yeah, it's so much more fun and enjoyable and not as, you know, like kind of, we just weren't, I just wasn't in the mood. And that was a big factor, I think, is learning each other's love language. So guys, you're not alone in this. Like, these are the basic tips, basic things that can happen with Hashimoto's and low libido. And you are so not alone. I think this is something we have to continue to talk about. And like I said, I'm going to do another episode with like sources and scientific evidence and all that fun, juicy stuff. But I think for now, this is just something I had to bring to you because it's been such a topic and it's been such a sign that more and more people feel like they're alone in this and that like they're crazy for not wanting it. But like, no, low libido is a real symptom. It's a real thing. And you are so not alone and you deserve to know that. So let's talk about it. Let's open up the conversation. Tell me more about what's going on. Message me on Instagram if you related to this podcast and if you found any of this helpful, because I absolutely just, I could talk about this in much more detail if you want, but also just, you need to know. You're not alone. Love ya. I will see you next week. Don't forget to check out the show notes, leave a review, and happy times with your libido. Have a good one.